The Book of Obadiah. The Vision of Obadiah. Thus says the Lord God concerning Edom, for we have heard a message from the Lord, and a messenger is sent among the nations, saying, rise up, even let us rise up against her for battle. Behold, I have given you to be small among the nations. You are greatly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you. You who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is up high, who says in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Though you rise high like the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, I will bring you down from there, says the Lord. If thieves came to you, if robbers by night, how you have been cut off? Would they not have stolen until they had enough? If the grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave gleanings? How are the things of Esau searched out? His hidden things are sought out. All the men of your confederacy went with you only to the border. The men who were at peace with you have deceived you and have defeated you. They are setting your bread as a snare under you. There is no understanding in them. Shall I not in that day even destroy the wise men out of Edom and understanding out of the mount of Esau, says the Lord? And your mighty ones, O Teman, shall be afraid, so that each man from the mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. Shame shall cover you for the violence against your brother Jacob, and you shall be cut off forever. On the day of your standing on the other side, on the day that the strangers were capturing his force, and foreigners entered his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, even you were like one of them. But you should not have looked on the day of your brother in the day of his disaster, nor should you have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction, nor should you have spoken arrogantly in the day of distress. You should not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Also, you should not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor should you have laid hands on their treasure in the day of their calamity, nor should you have stood on the crossroads to cut off those of his who escaped, nor should you have delivered up his survivors in the day of distress. For the day of the Lord is near on all the nations. As you have done, it shall be done to you. Your reward shall return upon your own head. For as you have drunk upon my holy mountain, so all the nations shall drink forever. Yes, they shall drink, and they shall swallow, and they shall be as though they had not existed. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their own possessions. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau shall be for stubble. And they shall kindle in them and burn them up, and no survivor shall be of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken it. And those of the south shall possess the mountain of Esau and the low country of the Philistines. And they shall possess the fields of Ephraim and the fields of Samaria, and Benjamin shall possess Gilead. And the exiles of this army shall go to the children of Israel, who shall possess the land of the Canaanites to Zarephath. Even the exiles of Jerusalem who are in Sephard shall possess the cities of the south. And deliverers shall go up into the mountain of Zion to judge the mountain of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's.